Florida Health Choices is now up and running. Director Rose Naff is quick to point out the differences between her program and that of the federal government.
We're not in competition with the federal exchange. We're not offering subsidies. Those can only come from the federal exchange.
In Florida Health Choices, you will not find subsidies to purchase coverage. In fact, you won't find any individual or group health plans. That part of the marketplace is still in the works. What you will find are things not included in most health insurance plans, like prescription, dental, and vision discounts. NAF calls it gap coverage.
So there are a lot of insured people in Florida who don't have everything covered that they'd like to have covered. So filling those gaps became our next step.
Florida Health Choices was established in 2008, prior to the passage of the federal health law, Obamacare. It was the dream of then House Speaker Marco Rubio, but the marketplace was dormant for 2 years. Now, 3 years after work began on the site, it's finally open for business after several starts and stops. Products sold on Florida Health Choices are not a part of the federal health law. Even so, the federal law rules have still impacted the site, along with the rest of the healthcare industry. NAF describes it this way.
So we had an aisle in the grocery store, and we knew a certain size set of boxes was coming in, and that's the shelving that we built. Well, now the boxes have changed sizes, and we've got to change the shelving. So in order to support and sell those products, we have to change everything about the grocery store.
Eventually, Florida Health Choices will sell individual health policies and plans for small businesses. The people who purchase them will be the ones who do not qualify for federal insurance subsidies, and those people, says NAF, can be served through the Florida marketplace when it's fully expanded.
The number in the private market, frankly, dwarfs the number who will be buying on the federal exchange. We're talking a couple of million in the federal exchange. We're talking 14 to 16 million Floridians in the private market.
The people in charge of Florida Health Choices have taken pains to distance it from Obamacare. The site will not start marketing until after open enrollment in the federal health insurance exchange is closed. That happens at the end of this month. Right now, there's only one company offering products on myfloridachoices.org, a tiny fraction of the offerings on the federal government's website. And there are also disclaimers on nearly every page of Florida Health Choices. This is not insurance. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.